You don't have to wait for our once-a-year membership drive to show your love and support for KSKO. If you're not a member, you can become one anytime, online or by phone. And if you're already a member but would like to buy some awesome KSKO swag, you can do that online or by phone anytime. Our t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and coolers make great gifts for any occasion, whether it's a birthday, graduation, or a holiday. Give us a call at 1-800-605-KSKO or go online to kskopublicradio.com. And we say thank you for supporting KSKO as we've been serving the interior of Alaska for more than four decades.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. The International Court of Justice in The Hague has called on Israel to halt its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah and not to cause the physical destruction of Palestinians. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, Israel is suggesting it will still press on with its offensive in Rafah.
The Israeli government released a statement that seemed to suggest it would continue its offensive in Rafah in a way that could abide by the court's ruling by pledging not to cause the destruction of the Palestinian civilian population. Yuval Shani, international law expert at the Hebrew University and senior fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute, says the court's ruling left enough ambiguity to allow Israel to continue its offensive there. The ruling adds to the diplomatic pressure Israel is facing over its Gaza offensive. The prosecutor of another court, the International Criminal Court, is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, and several European countries say they will recognize a Palestinian state. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to undergo an elective medical procedure this evening. The Pentagon says the non-surgical procedure is related to the bladder problem that hospitalized Austin earlier this year. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says Austin will be temporarily unable to perform his duties during the procedure. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks will serve in his place during that time. Earlier this year, after a delay, Austin disclosed he'd been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The federal government is stepping up efforts to protect people in the U.S. from bird flu should it become necessary. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
Federal health officials have started filling syringes with 4.8 million doses of bird flu vaccine just in case vaccination is needed. That's in addition to hundreds of thousands of doses that are already ready. In addition, the government says it could produce millions more if necessary and is talking with the companies that made the mRNA vaccines used to fight COVID about producing bird flu vaccines. Federal health officials stress, however, that there's still no evidence the bird flu spreading among cows poses a threat to the general public, even though two dairy workers have already caught the virus. Rob Stein, NPR News.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has begun a final push for votes. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is leading a march of thousands of campaigners from his African National Congress Party, singing and waving flags in Soweto. The route leads towards the home of liberation icon Nelson Mandela. It's just days towards the polls on May 29th, where the ANC faces perhaps its most tightly fought election yet.
NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. Two Senate Democrats are requesting a meeting with Chief Justice John Roberts. Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse want Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from cases surrounding the 2020 election and January 6th. The court currently has two pending cases, one involving former President Trump and his immunity claims. The senator's letter to Roberts follows the release of photos showing controversial flags flying outside of Justice Alito's homes in Virginia and New Jersey. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock has died. The 53-year-old was best known for his documentary Super Size Me about the fast food industry. As NPR's Netta Ulabi reports, Spurlock died yesterday of complications from cancer.
In his 2004 movie, Morgan Spurlock, looking healthy and fit, asks the camera a question.
Is fast food really that bad for you?
I mean, what would happen if I ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days straight?
The answer was a weight gain of 18 pounds and liver damage. Spurlock's takedown of fast food was explosive. It made nearly $20 million, and over the years, the filmmaker made dozens of other muckraking movies and TV shows, including for CNN. During the Me Too era, he posted an open letter about his own history of sexual misconduct and stepped down from the production company he founded in 2017. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
A consumer watchdog is suing a major gas stove maker for allegedly failing to warn people that its appliances can produce harmful air pollution. The lawsuit is filed against Haier, which also makes GE appliances. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include USPS, dedicated to providing businesses with shipping options, working to help businesses turn shipping into an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage. Learn more at usps.com/advantage.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Like a Prayer, Madonna on KSKO, 12-12-12, literally, on a Friday afternoon, May 24th. I'm Paul Walker. How y'all doing? Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. It's clouded up a little bit, but if I can brighten your day, give me a call and I'll play a song. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Got to wish a happy birthday to Jennifer Patterson. If you see her today, wish her a happy birthday. Taking a quick look at current weather, a few clouds and 54 in McGrath. It's clouded up a bit in the last 20 minutes. For the Upper Kuskokwim, clouds, scattered showers, highs in the 50s today. 41 with light rain in Anvik right now. For the Lower Yukon, numerous showers, upper 40s to lower 50s today. Sleet mute, light rain in 41. Rain showers, mid-40s to lower 50s today along the Lower Kuskokwim. Fort Yukon, flood watch until next Wednesday afternoon. Overcast in 44 there right now. Clouds, scattered showers, upper 40s to mid-50s today. 57 in Eagle right now with overcast skies. Showers, fog in mid-50s today for 40-mile country. 52 in overcast in Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Numerous to widespread showers today. Scattered showers tonight. Highs in the upper 50s across the Fairbanks Metro. And at Merrill Field in Anchorage, overcast in 46. Scattered to isolated rain showers this afternoon and evening in Anchorage. Highs in the lower 50s. Once again, 54 in McGrath. Cloudy showers and in the 50s today. Sunset at 11:47 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 4:50. I'm kind of going with like a dance party kind of weekend, kind of party theme-ish today. That's what I'm going for between noon and 3. So you're going to hear a very wide variety. Belle Biv DeVoe on the way in a few minutes. Cool in the Gang, Wham!, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Billy Idol, Lady Gaga, the Beastie Boys, Bee Gees, all kinds of good stuff. So let's get the music rolling again with Prince and 1999. We'll be right back.
Alaska Air Transit is a proud and generous KSKO and Back to Bluegrass supporter. We appreciate their consistency in keeping the interior Alaska connected through public radio. You can visit their website at flyaat.com.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yeah. Yo, situation is serious. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Kiss her lover.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is.
If I were you, I'd take precaution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming. Demon. Poison, deadly, moving in slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe. Getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
Poison.
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 She
In the gang, it's Celebration right here on 89.5 KSKO. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday afternoon. I mentioned near the top of the hour that it was Jennifer Patterson's birthday. I don't know how old she is, and I wouldn't tell people even if I knew, but thank you, Jenny, for being a part of McGrath. We appreciate you. If you see Jenny around McGrath today, wish her a happy birthday. And Jenny, well, we're going to have weather coming up after this song. And this song is for Jenny from the Spice Girls, To Become One. Someone told me she might like the Spice Girls.
Let's work it out, boy. Let's
Become One, the Spice Girls, right here on 89.5 KSKO, 1231. That one was for birthday girl Jenny Patterson here in McGrath. We're going to take a look at weather now, brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 54 in McGrath. It's clouded up, but it's not really dark or very gray. It's just cloudy. Clouds today along the upper Kuskokwim, scattered showers, highs in the 50s, lows in the lower 40s. Scattered to numerous showers tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, lows in the lower 40s. Sunday, partly sunny, isolated afternoon and evening showers, highs in the mid to upper 50s, clouds and 60 Memorial Day Monday. And remember, Memorial Day Monday, city office is closed, clinic is closed, MNVC is closed, and the post office is closed, too. Light rain and 41 in Anvik for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. Showers and clouds today. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Lows around 40. Clouds, scattered showers tomorrow. Isolated afternoon and evening thunderstorms along the lower Yukon. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s tomorrow night. Mostly sunny Sunday, partly cloudy Memorial Day Monday, highs near the mid-50s. 41 and light rain and sleet mute. Rain showers the rest of the day today for the lower Kuskokwim. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s, lows around 40. Cloudy tomorrow, just a chance of rain showers. Highs in the lower to mid-50s, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain Sunday. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s for the lower Cusco. Cloudy Memorial Day Monday, mid-50s to mid-60s. A flood watch in effect for Fort Yukon until early afternoon on Wednesday the 29th. It's overcast and 44 there right now. Clouds and scattered showers today. Partly sunny, isolated to scattered showers tomorrow. Clouds and morning, isolated showers on Sunday. Cloudy on Memorial Day Monday. We're going to see highs in the mid-40s to mid-50s today and tomorrow. Upper 40s to mid-50s Sunday. 60 on Memorial Day Monday. In the lower 30s for lows tonight and tomorrow night along the Yukon Flats. 57 in Eagle. Showers and fog this afternoon and evening. Looks like showers and clouds tomorrow. Isolated showers and clouds on Sunday with isolated showers and clouds on Memorial Day Monday. Highs in the mid-50s to around 60. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. At Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, overcast and 52 right now. Numerous to scattered showers this afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 50s. Lows in the lower 40s. We're looking at upper 50s to near 60 over the weekend. And for the most part, mostly cloudy. Cloudy in mid-60s, Memorial Day Monday for Fairbanks. Merrill Field in Anchorage, overcast and 46. Cloudy, rain showers this afternoon and evening. Highs in the lower 50s, lows in the lower 40s. Clouds over the weekend and just a chance of rain showers. Looks like the same for Memorial Day Monday. And we're going to see highs in the mid to upper 50s. Once again, in McGrath, 54 and cloudy. Showers and clouds today and tonight. Highs in the 50s, lows in the lower 40s. Sunset at 11:47 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 4:50. Billy Idol on the way and some Wham. Here's Ace of Base. All That She Wants.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no It'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. Well, I'm dancing on with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself.
Hi, this is Lori Townsend, host of Talk of Alaska. Thanks for staying informed and entertained by listening to KSKO McGrath.
Something's bugging, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me.
That's Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go right here on KSKO. And we want you to go-go to our bingo game tomorrow night. We're going to take a look at messages now. KSKO is holding bingo at MNVC. Doors open at 6:30. Bingo begins at 7. It's $2 a card. Crooked Creek Tribal Council will hold a Memorial Day cleanup barbecue at St. Nicholas Church, Monday at 11 a.m., join them to clean up the church, graveyards, and remember loved ones who've passed. Energy audits for McGrath residents will run May 30th to June 4th. You need to sign up, though. Use the link on the KSKO Facebook page or McGrath message board, or call MNVC. Nicolai residents are invited to help clean up the graveyard Monday at 10. There will be a picnic at the school afterwards. McGrath's Green Up Cleanup is tomorrow. Stop by MNVC after 11 a.m. to get trash bags and gloves. Pick up trash anywhere around town and leave your bags by the side of the road. Forestry will pick them up. Return to MNVC at 5 for food, good company, and door prizes. There's an ATV safety rodeo for 8 to 18-year-olds at the Takotna Clinic tomorrow, 1 to 4. Register by calling the clinic. The 40-day potluck for Agnes Nicolai is taking place at her house in Nicolai tomorrow at 5 p.m. Nicolai's annual spring cleanup is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Sign up outside the city building. Frankie Goes to Hollywood on the way, along with No Doubt. Here's this is, I guess you could say, a classic from my time.
Becky, look at her butt.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's, like, out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rumpa smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
is your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
like
this
with the open booty.
Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-Lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Oh,
Yukon Cusco Quim Health Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSKO. YKHC encourages you to stay up to date with regular health visits, including cancer screening and chronic care appointments. More information at www.ykhc.org.
Thought it'd be the two of us.